Today is Wednesday, November 27th. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Baraboo Shared Ride Taxi Service and City Pool were seemingly spared shutting down after the Common Council approved next year's budget Tuesday night. The Common Council initially proposed cutting the City Pool, but it will open next year if the community can fundraise to bridge the budget shortfall. Residents said they have already raised $4,000. City officials had also proposed slashing the shared ride taxi, but many community members attended Tuesday's meeting to voice support for it. To save the service, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation announced it would offer a $50,000 grant to cover about half the needed funds. St. Clair Foundation Director Julia Randles said the organization wants to help create healthier communities.
This was kind of a make or break moment for our taxi service. So to be able to provide some immediate help while we then work to collaborate and create the long-term solution for what this looks like.
The council agreed to accept the grant and pursue funds from state and federal programs. This allows the service to remain open. A bad day for school buses in Wisconsin. A school bus drove into the front of a house in Holman Tuesday morning, injuring one person inside the home. Police are still trying to determine the cause of that crash. Across the state in Racine County, a school bus crossing a highway failed to yield to traffic and was struck by another car. The bus flipped over and ended up in a pond. There were no injuries in that crash. No children were inside of either bus at the time of the crashes. Current President and CEO Eric Borgerding is set to retire next year and be replaced by the WHA Senior Vice President of Government Relations, Kyle O'Brien. Borgerding has worked at WHA for 23 years, the last 10 as CEO, will retire on June 30th. O'Brien will be the organization's seventh leader in its 104-year history. WHA says Borgerding worked to increase the number of doctors and nurses in the state while also overhauling Wisconsin's hospital regulations for a more efficient and cost-effective operation. O'Brien has been with WHA for 12 years. There is a change coming in the leadership of a Wisconsin-based retailer. Kohl's CEO Tom Kingsbury will leave his position in mid-January. Kingsbury became interim CEO at the Menominee Falls-based company in 2022 before being installed in that position permanently. Kohl's named current CEO of arts and crafts retailer Michaels, Ashley Buchanan, to replace Kingsbury. Buchanan was previously a senior executive at Walmart and Sam's Club for 13 years before taking the helm at Michaels in 2020. Kingsbury will take an advisory role for Kohl's until he retires in May. UW-Madison has improved in its research ranking. The university is now sixth out of 920 public and private American universities in research expenditures, according to annual rankings from the National Science Foundation. UW-Madison had ranked eighth since 2018. For the first time, the UW has topped $1.7 billion in research expenditures. Nearly half of UW-Madison's research expenditures comes from federal awards from agencies such as the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Defense. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the federal monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. The state was forced to look at staffing issues and how residents were being treated after the death of Corey Prue. Two teens are charged in his death. The monitor found that despite the incident, the two facilities saw overall improvement this past quarter, with fewer complaints about safety from both staff and residents. A Madison man who took part in a deadly shooting last summer is headed to prison. 19-year-old Julius Jones pleaded guilty this summer to reckless homicide in the 2023 gang shooting of 20-year-old Nicholas Taylor Washington. He was sentenced on Tuesday to 15 years in prison. Prosecutors say Jones and two other men shot Taylor Washington outside a party for being a member of a rival gang. Jones originally faced intentional homicide before taking a deal. A former Madison firefighter who was selling cocaine in his fire station has taken a plea deal. 48-year-old Trevor Wiggins pleaded guilty Monday to two misdemeanors. He had been facing multiple felonies for drug trafficking. Police informants brought drugs from Wiggins multiple times during the investigation, including once at the station. Wiggins resigned from his position before the charges were filed in May. Wiggins will spend time on probation, and a felony drug dealing count will be dismissed if he doesn't violate that probation. A Mississippi man gets prison time for assaulting a foster child from Wisconsin. 38-year-old Reginald Wright was sentenced Friday to 8.5 years in federal prison. Wright came to Wisconsin in 2023, picked up an underage girl from her foster home in Madison, and sexually assaulted her multiple times. Police were able to rescue the victim while she was on a bus heading to Atlanta. Federal Judge William Conley told Wright at sentencing he made a sordid decision and dealt serious trauma to a vulnerable child. The 13th annual Richland Center Rotary Lights in the Park begins tonight at Crosscut Park. You can experience the splendor of the show each night through New Year's. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-through from 7 to 9. However, please note, new this year, the first three Mondays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th, will be drive-through only. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday. Parking for the Richland Center Rotary Lights is located at North Park. Participants can enter by crossing the well-lit footbridge. Admission is free. However, donation of a food item to the Richland County Food Pantry, Community Food Pantry, or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. Despite the impending closure of the historic community staple, officials say tours of Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls will continue. The brewery will officially be shut down in January as Molson Coors moves production to their main facility in Milwaukee, leaving over 50 workers without jobs. Even though the brewery will no longer be operating as it has for years, the Liney Lodge still plans to offer tours of the facility that have become a major tourist draw. The brewery has been part of Chippewa Falls community for over 150 years.